2 years ago, Illinois Governor George Ryan surprised many people when he issued a moratorium on executions in his state, mainly because he supports, in principle, the death penalty. Now, a report is due out from a commission he created to investigate the system of capital punishment and to look at ways to reform it. Governor Ryan says the commission includes former Senator Paul Simon and author Scott Turow.
We have a pretty distinguished panel of legislators or of prosecutors and defense attorneys and victims, people that have been involved with the death system for some time and have been victims of it. So they've been studying this thing now for about 2 years, and I look forward to their report. My decision hinges basically on the recommendations of that commission.
And what exactly is the commission looking into to give you a framework for deciding?
Well, they're trying to see what we can do to make the system work instead of having the flaws that we had. People that were put in jail by that had defense lawyers that had been disbarred or suspended from the practice of law at one time or another, jailhouse informants had put several on death row, overzealous prosecutors had put used false information to put people on death row, and we said that shouldn't be, and we need to look at the system, and that's what this commission is doing.
Give us a brief recap of why you issued this moratorium in the first place. I mean, just simply put, the basic reason why you went ahead and did this.
Well, when I became governor, we had 25 people had been on death row. 13 of them were exonerated and 12 were executed. And we almost executed some poor little innocent fellow that was sat on death row for 19 years, a fellow by the name of Anthony Porter. He had an IQ of about 60 or less, and he almost got executed. That's when I said, let's stop and have a look at the system, and that's what we did.
Will the commission be looking at individual cases?
No.
Just the system?
No, just the system.
Can you imagine a time down the road after this commission comes in with its report where there would be a situation where you, the governor, or the state would look on a case-by-case basis at these prisoners' situations?
Well, when it's time for them to be executed, no question about it, we take a look at those records very closely. Since I've been governor, in the 3.5 years I've been governor, there's only been one case that's come to me. After that case, I declared the moratorium. But it was an agonizing experience to go through the records.
You are a supporter, in principle, of the death penalty.
I am a Republican governor that supported the death penalty my whole career as a member of the General Assembly and when I served in public office and when I didn't. When I got to be a governor and had to make the decision about who went to death row and who didn't, it gave me a lot of time to think about what was going on.
I'm wondering if, after all you've seen over this last couple of years, if you yourself have moved on your own basic position of supporting the death penalty.
Sure, and Renee, that's a fair question. I have certainly got a different opinion about the system, not only the death penalty, but the entire judicial system. When I voted as a member of the General Assembly to reinstate the death penalty in Illinois, and I did vote to do that.
And that was back in 77
or 76, and I did vote make that vote. I had somebody on the opposite side who stood up and said, how many of you here that are voting for this issue would be willing to throw the switch? And it gave me pause for thought, and I said, I don't think I'd want to do that. I don't want to execute anybody, and I don't want to be the fellow that throws the switch. Several years later, I become governor, and here comes the case across my desk. It says, is this fellow live or die? This is the crime he committed. This is where he's been convicted, and he's been found guilty, and he's been sentenced to death. You're the last stop. So it came down to the fact that I did throw the switch. And I said, and I did. I threw it on one case. And after I did it, and after I agonized about it, I realized that I'd done the right thing because I think the fellow was guilty, without question, of a horrible crime. But nobody should have to go through that process in each case that the death penalty comes before you, especially when you've got some questions about the system, whether it works or not. And I had a lot of questions and still do about the system.
Illinois Governor George Ryan, a state commission studying the death penalty, will be out with its report within the next 2 weeks.